I think what I'd like to do today is I want to go through the whole sugya with just a few ha'aris so that we get an overview of the sugya, and then we'll go back and we'll do it again and go into some of the pratim. So maybe today we'll keep the questions to a minimum, so we try and go through the whole sugya. Pick it up from Chavetz Kedera. Chavetz Kedera. It's from the bottom. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. So the Gemara says, Chavetz Kedera b'chen daiso. So these are various dishes that are made with dogon. Rashi says, Chavetz Kedera min maichel kofli. It's a kind of, what's the English word for kofli? Kind of gelled mixture. And Rashi tells me the word chovitz means that when you turn milk into cheese, so the word for that is to be chovitz is chavtzuhu. They were chovitz the milk in the rennet. So you see that the word chovitz means to be like to congeal. That's the word I was looking for, congealed. So kach oisim maichel kofui b'kteira. So too, there's some kind of porridge that they make where it's congealed. It's dogon, but then it's with liquid and it congeals. We'll come in Mefarshlo later on. The Gemara explains that the recipe is kimcha v'duvcha v'duvshu v'umishcha. It's flour and honey and milk. V'korle abrezdi. Fine. And daiso is shalchitim k'tusha is b'machtesh. It's crushed wheat. And it's made into daiso, into cereal, into a porridge. This is a porridge. So Rav Omer shakon li v'dvari av kanom v'barim minim izaynis. So Rav Chana says the bracha is very many mizaynus. Rav says Rav Yehuda says the bracha shahakol, and Rav Chana says the bracha is mizaynus. So Mura says, but daisa grade to kolayam lepligi the very many mizaynus. If it was just cereal without any honey, so then it would for sure be very very many mizaynus, because that's a sound cereal. The bracha is very many mizaynus. By the way, the Bishlais is medayik that it's only here. It's only these kind of cases where it's crushed, where the wheat is crushed so that it then sticks together when you mix in the liquid or when you cook it. But if it would be whole kernels of wheat, so even after you mix it with liquid or after you cook it, the kernels are separate, so that would be kaisa sechita and the broch would be buried priyad noma. Rabbeinu Yonah's medayik also similarly from later on in the Gemara, when the Gemara has a brayse about maisa kedera, and it talks about maisa kedera being chilka targos, various degrees of crushed, that the wheat was crushed, cut in half, cut in thirds, cut in quarters, but not whole. So I mean, it's the same deal. If the kernels of wheat are whole, so then they stay separate and distinct from each other, and that wouldn't be very mini mezainis. Very mezainis requires that it stick together into some kind of cereal or some kind of maisik there. So in any event, so plain dice is certainly very mini mezainis. Ki pligi b'daisa ke'ein chovitz k'dera. The machlekes is when it's a cereal that's like a chovitz k'dera, meaning that it's mixed with with other things, mixed with honey. Rashi says, "L'kamen mafarish l'chiti the mitbri be'asisav yov be'duvshuv over lubek there." So there's honey in there also. So that's why it's a machlekes. So Rav Yehuda m'shahakel, so about duvshe ikker. Rav Yehuda holds the honey is the ikker. Rav Kahn therefore shahakel. Rav Kahn am a very many mizaynus over smid ikker. He holds the flour is the ikker. So let's talk about for a second just Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is not the halacha, we pass him like Rav Kana. But Rav Yehuda says that the dvash is the ikka. Why is the dvash the ikka? What makes the dvash the ikka? So one possibility is that it's rive. The Rosh is in a few places that when you have a tarive, it's totally in rive. The rive ingredient, that's the rive, that's the one that's the ikka. In the Rashba, it's mashma that he has two tzadim. One is that the honey is the rive. And he has another tzad, even if the honey is not the rive. But the flour is only coming to be lahachshir. I think his Rosh is lahachshir, is the dvash. The in other words, the main it may be that there's more flour than honey, but the main thing that you want is the honey. The flour is only to enhance the honey or to make it. The main ingredient here is the honey. So that's enough, even if it's more flour, but the flour is only there in order to be machshir the honey. I don't know how exactly measure that, but the flour is only there to be machshir the honey. So that's also enough reason that the honey should be a nikah. But that's an important rash, but it's not necessarily totally an oif. That even if it's not arrived, sometimes you could have an ingredient that's not arrived, but it's the most important, it's the ingredient that you really want, and the rest of it is just as the window dressing for the flowers, just a window dressing for the honey, to be machshir the honey. Like a hechsher. Hechsher in the sense of hechsher mitzvah, you know, the thing that enables the other thing. Anyway, that's Rav Yehuda. We don't hold like Rav Yehuda. We hold like Rav Kana. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, can I say that Rav Kana is Tavra? The halacha is like Rav Kana. The Rav and Shmuel, the Amit Ravayu, Kol Shiyesh, Bim HaMeshes Aminim, Mevorach and Olav, Bari Minim is Zaynis. Because Rav and Shmuel both set a rule that anything that has Dagon in it, the Rosh adds, even if the Dagon is not a majority, even if the Dagon, if the Dagon be a majority, then it's not a Chiddush. But even if the Dagon is not a majority, but as long as one of the ingredients is Dagon, so then the bracha becomes Bari Minim is Zaynis. So that's the, so. Therefore, this daisa, even if the honey is more, but the maisa you have the daisa, the bracha is very minimum zaynus regardless. So Taisa says, I'm not going to be Taisa and Simon now, but Taisa says that it's only if it's Sayyid as Alev, if the Dagon is coming to be Sayyid as Alev. Let's read the end of Tosis. Im Eisen Eise Kadei She Yisrael HaLev Os Sorach Levarach Bari Minim Mizaynis. But if it's Ladabik the Alma, if it's only coming to hold it together as a binder, then Ein Sorach Levarach Bari Minim Mizaynis. Tosis talking about if you have read a little bit more of Tosis. But if it's l'dabek ba'alma, ain't it tzarich l'varach bari minim mezaynus. Type la'achmel l'goyim b'tei chasudu la'acher b'chas ha'moytzi u'poil u'pota mimonoshach. It's not always easy. The price can explain it. It's not always easy to gauge whether it's to be soyed or as a binder. So it's better to just include it in a, to make hamaitzi, and then you'll be potem imanoshach. Okay, I guess, why is it imanoshach? And it's sad that the shkedim are the ikir, and it's only a binder, the dogon, then shkedim is not covered by hamaitzi. If you perish in the middle of a meal, it's not covered by the hamaitzi. What does this mean? If you make hamaitzi, you'll be safe. Why will it be safe? And it's sad that it's shkedim. Shkedim l'chor is a pri, and b'tei chasud it has some bracha. Yeah. Oh, we're going on the side that kemach is not thicker. In other words, he's saying it's not always, the chor tells me it's not always so easy to gauge whether it's coming to be soyed as halev or if it's coming l'dabek. And it's sad that it's coming l'dabek, then you need to make a bracha on the shkedim.
But if it's a mixture of shkedim and kemach,
right?
And the shkedim aren't thicker, say a bracha on the shkedim.
No, I'm sorry. That's not. I'm not sure if the dogon is only there as a binder, then the bracha, then it's a tuffle to the shkedim.
He's saying that it's not 100% certain that's true.
Yeah, but we don't. If the dogon is not a binder, either you need a bracha on the shkedim or you need a bracha on the dogon. One or the other. You don't need a bracha on both. But pshutay. So manashach, if the bracha is mezaynus, so you want to be yotzi a suffolk. So you're going to be yotzi the suffolk by making a mitzvah first. How is that mitzvah from the suffolk? And the tzad that the bracha that you have to make is the bracha of the shkedim. L'chara is not nifta with a mitzvah. That's Rabbi Kreger's kasha. Okay, I don't want to get bogged down right now in detail. Akapanim Taisa says that this halacha that kol sheish mechamesh saminim Taisa says that Taisa imposes a new condition that it has to be, first of all, not merely as a binder. That's a Gemara Mefreshes and Daf Lamed Tes. We'll take a look in a second. But Tosfos says it has to be coming to be Sayyid HaSaleh. The Abnei is Medayik and Tosfos, that what if it's not coming to be Sayyid HaSaleh? What if there's something in between being a binder and being Sayyid HaSaleh? You could have that the Dagon is an ingredient. It's coming to be to add a Tam to it. It's not merely a binder, but it's not going to be Sayyid HaSaleh. So it's Avinasis Medayik and Tosfos that would not yet, the Dagon would not yet be an Iker. The Dagon, in order to be an Iker, in order to have Rav and Shmuel kick in, it's not it has to not be a binder, but it also has to be enough, there has to be enough flour there that it's, if it would just be a little bit of flour that gives it a taste, but it's not Sayyid HaSaleh, so then it will not yet be a Mezainis. It has to have enough flour to be Sayyid HaSaleh. And even then, if you have a lot of flour and it's enough flour to be Sayyid HaSaleh, but if it's only there as a binder, so it'll still not be Bari Minim Mezainis. So you have to meet two thresholds. You have to have enough flour that it's Sayyid HaSaleh. And in addition, it has to also not be there as a binder. So it has to be, you have to have enough flour to be Sayyid, and that's what it's there for, not merely as a binder. So Abnei says, where did Tosfos get this from? Tosfos got it from the Gemara Daf Lamed Tes. Because the Gemara Lamed Tes says, Omer Ravashi, it's about three quarters of the way down. The first word on the line is Tameh. And then it says, Omer Ravashi, Ki avinon bei Rav Kano. When I was learning by Rav Kano, Omer, he said, Tashila de Silko, you have this dish with selik. There's beets. Delei mashu bekimcha, if it doesn't have a lot of flour, then it's bayir pi adoma. The lifso, but the one that's made from lefis, lefis is a turnip. So there's more flour. The mashiba kimcha tvei, so then it's bayir minim mezainis. Now, so you have these two dishes. One is made with silka, and one is made with lefis. The one that's made with silka, generally they put in less flour. The one that's made with lifto, they put in more flour. So Rav Kana said, it's the chilek and brachas. The one that has less flour is bayir pi adoma. The one that has more flour is bayir minim mezainis. The Hoda Amr, then Rav Kana was Chayzer, and he said, no, Idi V'idi, Bari Pi Adama. They're both Bari Pi Adama. The Hoda Shoda Bekim Chatvei, the one that has more flour, that's just a Dbuki Be'alma, just to be a binder. And therefore, it doesn't become a Mezainis. So that the Nezer asked, in Rav Kana's Havamina, they didn't know the Svar about being a binder. So why does it make a difference if there's a lot of flour or a little bit of flour? Either way, there's flour, and Rav and Shmuel said, we'll see later in the world, we pass on like Rav and Shmuel, in this regard, the kolshi yesh b'mechameshes haminim, the bracha is bayim minim mezainis. The bayim minim mezainis, even if it's a minority ingredient, even if it wouldn't otherwise be the ikker, had it been some other food, it wouldn't be the ikker. But because it has the chashivas of chameshes haminim, so the bracha becomes bayim minim mezainis. So Rav Kana's maskana was that if it's a binder, it's an exception, as Taisa said. But Rav Kana and the Havamina didn't know this business about being a binder. So why should it matter whether it's a lot of flour or a little bit of flour? Says the Avnei Nezer, the Tosfos took out from here, that even when it's not a binder, a little bit of flour is not enough. You need to have a lot of flour in order for it to become a mezainis. So what's the Gedra Advarim? So Tosfos said, the Gedra Advarim is it has to be Sayyid HaSaleh. So a little bit of flour is just coming to be nice and tam, so that's not yet enough to be very minim mezainis, since there's more of the other things, more of the vegetables. But if there's a lot of flour, what's called a lot of flour, enough flour to be Sayyid HaSaleh, then the bracha will become bari minei mezainis. And then Rav Kana and the Maskana said, even if you have a lot of flour, but if it's a binder, then it doesn't count. Even though it's Sayyid HaSaleh, that's what it's there for. It's there to be a binder, and therefore it's still not going to be a bari minei mezainis,
So in the Lashon of Tosfos, doesn't it sound like we're assuming there is a certain amount of flour, there's a way that they make this, and then it's just the question of whether imposin oso kedeshi yisro halev? In other words, it's not a question of how much you put in, but it's a question of you made it. What was your intention in doing this?
Could be, it is a question of intention, but the intention is, in Rav Kana was saying in the Havamina, that your intention is gauged by how much flour you put in. You put in more flour than you're putting it into Bisayit. Put in less flour, you're not putting it into Bisayit. So anyway, it says down the Nezir, that's the Mokka for this Chiluk of Tosfos. The Avnei Nezer's Medayik from the Ritva, he calls him the Shita Mekubetzis, but the Mosad Rav Kook calls him the Ritva. The Kaibitz calls him something else. So whoever this masked man is, But he says that, we'll call him the Ritva. The Ritva says that Adonai brings that, that the lashon of the Ritva is that well, it has to be the kavanas achila. It means to contribute to the taste, not just as a binder. But it doesn't say anything about being Sayyidah Salev. So that is that the Ritva is Taka Chaylev, and it holds you don't have to, doesn't have to be coming to be Sayyidah Salev. So what are you doing more in the Flamites? But he says the Ritva is Lashitosoi because the Ritva has a different condition that Tosh doesn't mention. Nobody else says this, but the Ritva says that in order for it to have a din of, in order for this din of Rav and Shmuel to go into effect, you have to have a Kazayas Bichdei Achilas Passive Dogon. And he says, but where the Ritva got this from? But the Ritva says you need to have enough kemach that it's a kezayis b'chtei achilas pras. So after Nezah says, oh, so that's what the Ritva reads in the Gemara and Daf Lamates. In other words, it's mukhag in the Gemara and Daf Lamates that even when it's not coming, even before I've kind of knew about the about Ladabik, but there's some you have to have mapish kimcha. You have to have a certain quantity of flour to trigger Rav and Shmuel's halacha. A tiny amount of flour won't do it. So Tosfos has to be coming. The flour has to be listed as halev. That's the distinction that Rav Kana was making. And the Ritva will say, no, Rav Kana's distinction was, is there a kezayis b'tei achilas pras? So the silka, where there was not so much kemach, so it's not a kezayis b'tei achilas pras. The lifter, there's more kemach, it's a kezayis b'tei achilas pras. And then again, then Rav Kana said, no, but it's only coming as a binder, so then even if you have a kezayis b'tei achilas pras. But kach kach, says the Avnei Nezer, very beautiful tshuma, says kach kach, it's mukh numar taf lamates, that a little bit of flour doesn't do it, even if it's coming to be nice and tam. You have to have mapish kimcha. So the machlekes Taisa in the Ritva is just what's the degree of mapish kimcha. Taisa says it's to be sayed as halev, and the Ritva says it's a kezayis b'chtei achilas pras. Then the Rav Nez himself points out that the Rambam is mashma not like Taisa and not like the Ritva. The Rambam says that as long as the dogon is coming to be nice and tam, the bracha is bari minim zaynus. Doesn't have to be sayed as halev, and it doesn't have to be a kezayis b'chtei achilas pras. So what do the Rambam do with the Gemara Daf Lamites? So Rav Nez says the chori is going to have to be nidchak according to the Rambam. That Rav Kana always knew that there's a svara of a binder. But Rav Kana and the Havamina thought that only a little bit of kemach would we assume is coming as a binder. But if there's a lot of kemach, it must be more than a binder. And his maskana is, no, if your intent is that it should be a binder, even if it's a lot of kemach. And then the Nesek calls it a doichot. A kapanim, the pashtus in this morning, the flamites, is that this haka distinctions in the amount of kemach that you have to have in order to trigger this halacha of Rav and Shmuel. It's trying to get halacha lemaisa, because a lot of, you know, I don't want to get into halacha lemaisa so much right now, but... But you know the shahs with schnitzel and gefilte fish and all these foods that have dogon, but or breaded fish, they have dogon. So lechayer by the plain meaning of the plain reading of Rav and Shmuel, the bracha would be bari minim zaynus. The meaning of elam is not to make a bari minim zaynus on schnitzel or not to make a bari minim zaynus on breaded fish. So lefitai, so we understand because the breading is not there if it's a thin breading, it's not there to be said it's a leif. Lefitai the Ritva also maybe it's not a kesayis b'chayi chilis pras. Lefi the Rambam, maybe the bracha would be really very minimum zayis. Ma'ish loshem shacharach is like the Rambam. Anyway, like I said, we're not doing that halakha l'maisa. So let's continue the Gemara. Oh, the Emes is like this. One other thing, just to talk a little bit in Svar over here. Lefi Taisus. There's a chakir here. It's a fundamental chakir in the sugya. This halacha of Rav and Shmuel, the kol sheyesh b'chameishes aminim, the bracha becomes bari minim zaynus. Is that because the dogon is always a nikkah? No, it's Rav and Shmuel are coming to mechadish that even if by the normal rules of the game the dogon ought not to be a nikkah over here. Let's say it's not the according to the way the Rosh Hashanah defines it. It's not the majority ingredient. It's the minority ingredient. So by the normal rules, it shouldn't be a nikkah. But because it's dogon, so it becomes a nikkah. Is that the pshat? Is that the gedra advar? That chameshes haminim are always the ikir, and mele you make a bracha bari minis zaynus midin ikir v'tofel. Or is Rav and Shmuel nothing to do with the halacha of ikir v'tofel? Rav and Shmuel is saying even if the dogon is a tofel, but there's a halacha that anything that has dogon in it you make bari minis zaynus. I mean, I think the hasbara would be that the bracha bari minis zaynus was not only said on dogon. The bracha bari minim zaynus was said on foods that have dogon in them. But not because the dogon's the ikka. The whole thing requires a bracha bari minim zaynus be'etzim. So that could be that's in the kudus ha-machlekes over here. Taisha says that you have to have enough dogon to be sayyidah salayim. Why is the shir to be sayyidah salayim? In Hilchas Ikka v'Tofel, where do we ever find such a shir that you have to have enough to be sayyidah salayim? The ikka has to be coming to be sayyidah salayim. So I think it's very mistaken to say that Tosfos learned that the halacha over here of the Rav and Shmuel's halacha is not because the dogon is an ikar. Rather, the word, the bracha is borei mina mezonos. It doesn't say a word in the bracha about dogon. It says mezonos. Mezonos means that it's amazing. Like the Torah calls olav yichyahadam. It's amazing. It's sayed. So normally, dogon is the thing that's sayed. It's sayed as halev. Other foods are not so much sayed as halev the way dogon is. But if you put dogon into the dish, and there's enough dogon in it, that now this dish is sayed as halev, so then this is a dish that's sayed as halev. So its bracha is borei mina mezonos. Not because the dogon is an ikur and the rest is a tofu. Because this now becomes a new entity. This porridge that you made, this with the honey and whatever it is, even if the majority is honey. But is this dish soyed as halev? If there's enough dogon in it that it's soyed as halev, then this is a dish that's soyed as halev. And any dish that's soyed as halev, the bracha be'etzim is very many mizaynus. I think that would be very geshmak and toish. That's where toish got this notion that it has to be soyed as halev. Because that's why it gets the bracha, very many mizaynus. It's nothing to do with ikur v'tofel. Mashenkin, if you learn that it's midin ikur v'tofel, so then some sabra, all you need is a kazayas. You have to know what's the root for kazayas, but echil espas. What is that exactly?
In Abnezer, when he talks about whether or not something is going to make you sayed or whether or not the flour is, you know, for the seida,
yeah.
And he seems to hold it. If you're eating the flour because the flour itself is making you full, mm-hmm. then now it requires mezonos. But if the flour is making you full only because the meat is now, you know, infused with flour and now there's more meat, and that's going to make you more full, then potentially it's going to be a shahato. So he seems to hold it.
Okay, I don't know. Hold on, Abnezer's looking. I don't want to get into it. I don't know. But as far as pshat and tosis, I think it's very glad that Tosis, where did he get the shear to be of Sayyidah Saleh? Where did Tosis get it from? Because Tosis understood that that's the pshat in the Loch of Rav and Shmuel. The Loch of Rav and Shmuel is based on the fact that it's not me the Nikah V'Tofel B'Chal. The Ramul Mashal, Mashenkin, if it's me the Nikah V'Tofel, so then Mislav, then it's just the din that Dogan is the Ikah. Dogan is so important that it's always the Ikah. It has to be nice and time. If it's not nice and time, then it can't be a nikah. But as long as it's nice and time, it becomes the ikah. Could be the ritva is also made the nikah v'tofel. That means the lashon and the ritva is a little bit strange altogether. The ritva says that the halacha of Rav and Shmuel is that even though the dogon is not the ikah, the honey is the ikah, but Rav and Shmuel said that nonetheless the dogon is the ikah. So he says even though it's not the ikah, but it is the ikah. I think the yashus and the pashus in the ritva is that he's saying that it is me the nikah v'tofel. He's saying even though otherwise, if not for Rav and Shmuel, I wouldn't see it as the ikah. But Rav and Shmuel mechadish that dogon is always the ikah. But it's not going to be the nikah v'tofel. So why didn't kizayis play chilas pas? Maybe because without kizayis play chilas pas, it would be so bottled b'roiv that it couldn't be the ikah. And he got it from and he got that maybe from word that flametes about the mafshe kimcha. Them is. It's really a hinge on how to read pshat in the Gemara. When we had the original machlekes of Yudin Rav, Rav Yudin rather than Rav Kana, Rav Yudin said that the honey is the ikar, and Rav Kana said that the dogon is the ikar. And then the Gemara says So did Rav Yosef mean that Rav Kana was saying the same thing as Rav and Shmuel? Or was Rav Yosef just saying the halacha is like Rav Kana, but not mitameh? That's really the shaila. Rav Kana said b'feirish that the svar is that the dogon is the ikar, smida ikar, that it's midin ikar v'tofel. And Rav Yosef says mistavik Rav Kana, because Rav and Shmuel said that you always make a bracha about kol sheyesh b'chamesh minim bracha l'arbari minim mizaynus. How do you say pshat in the Gemara? If the Gemara is saying that Rav and Shmuel are agreeing to Rav Kana, so then it's beferish in Rav Kana that it's midinik of v'tofel. So then Rav and Shmuel must be midinik of v'tofel. On the other hand, if the Gemara is saying halacha l'mais is like Rav Kana, but not for the same reason, Rav Kana held that in this dish the smid is the ikar, and even though it's the minority ingredient, but the smid is the ikar anyway because that's what people have. Whatever it's not because it's some magic about the b'chamesh neminim, but it's midinik of v'tofel. And Rav Yosef says mistaver that the halacha is like Rav Kana, but not mitameh, because Rav Kana said it midin ikar v'tofel. According to Rav Shmuel, you don't have to come out to ikar v'tofel. That's the halacha that a food with dogon that soyed it's a leiv. It's bracha be'etzim. It's very minim mizaynus. So this amendment is a nidun beferish in the Riv Avon on the side of the Riv. You have the perish of the Riv Avon. look at his eye. But the revolve, and I don't know who the revolve was even. Sarishin. I think it's Irishan. Who's the Rebuff? Rabbi Yehuda ben Brachia. Nephew of the Baal Amar. Okay. Nephew of the Baal Amar. So Irishan. So he has mamas this discussion. He said that lechatchila he learned, he has a chazor, lechatchila he learned that Rav and Shmuel is not mitamei de Rav Kana. That when Rav Yosef said that mistavek Rav Kana, he meant but not mitamei, because Rav Kana said it with the nikkav v'tofel, and Rav and Shmuel is not mitamei nikkav v'tofel. Rav and Shmuel held even if the dogan is a tofel, but nonetheless the bracha is bari minim mizaynis. And then he asks on that pshat, he says if that's true, that you make a bracha bari minim mizaynis even when the dogan is a tofel, so then how do you understand the halacha pasu maliach? The Mishnah says that if you're eating very salty fish, and in order to be able to eat the very salty fish, you take a piece of bread, then the bread is tofel to the bread is tofel to the maliach. Ask the Rebov, if the pshat in Rav and Shmuel is that even when the dogan is a tofel, you still make the bracha on the dogan, so why do I care that the pas is tofel to the maliach? But the halacha by dogan is that you make the bracha on the dogan even when it's a tofel. And therefore he's chayzer, and he says that no, la'olam l'din over here is midin ikar v'tofel. When Rav Yosef meant that Rav and Shmuel were mitamei de Rav Kana, that it's midin ikar v'tofel, and they were saying that when you have a taroivis, the dogan is always the ikar. But only if the dogan is the ikar. In a taroivis, you could say the dogan is the ikar. But if I know I'm only eating the bread in order to be able to swallow the salty fish, so then the dogan is not an ikar. In other words, normally the presumption is the dogan is so choshev that it's the ikar. But you could have a circumstance like by Pasa Maliach when the dogan is not an ikar. So that's why the revolve is machia that it is mitin ikar v'tofel. The Rav and Shmuel is mitin ikar v'tofel. It's mitamei. Rav Kana, it's mitamei Rav Kana, not lav mitamei. But if what I'm saying is correct, then Taisa taka chayla. And Taisa's whole said, it's taka not mitamei Rav Kana. Rav Kana said mitin ikar v'tofel, and Rav and Shmuel are saying, no, it's nothing to do with ikar v'tofel. If it has dogan and it's soyed as a leib, then it's brocha be'etzim, it's bari minim mizaynis. I said, what do you do with the Revolve's kasha? And I think the way I'm explaining it, the Revolve's kasha doesn't start. Because even though it's not midinik of a tofel, but it is midin that when you have dogan in the dish, then the whole dish is coming to be sayed as halev. But when you have pasim maliach, the maliach is not coming to be sayed as halev. You're having the maliach because you like herring. And then in order to get it down, you have to have some bread. But the herring is, you're not eating the herring to be sayed as halev. It's not one dish. But when you have one dish, you have this porridge, even though the porridge is mostly a maple syrup. But now that it's one dish, and this dish is Sayyid HaSaleh. So it's a dish that's Sayyid HaSaleh, that's Sayyid HaSaleh. The broch on a dish that's Sayyid HaSaleh is Bari Midi Mizaynus. Okay, let's see right here. Zalkim HaKuf HaRab HaShmul Damit Yivayu Kol Sheyesh Bari Chamesh Amin Baruch HaNol Bari Midi Mizaynus. With another member, Rav Shmuel Dami Tivayo calls Shuhumi Chamesh Saminim Bevorach Anol Bari Midim Mizaynus. So Rav Shmuel said two members. They said one member that if anything that has Chamesh Saminim as an ingredient, the Bevorach is Bari Midim Mizaynus. And then he said another member that anything that a dish that's just Chamesh Saminim straight is the Bevorach is Bari Midim Mizaynus. In both cases, they're coming to exclude anything else. The thing is, Rav Shmuel cuts both ways. First of all, they're telling the din that if you have Chamesh Saminim, it's Bari Midim Mizaynus. And they're also telling me that only Chamesh Saminim is Bari Midim Mizaynus. Other foods are not Bari Midim Mizaynus. So the Gemara says, that's why I need both members. It's Shichah. The Ashmin and Kol Shuhu, if I had only the member of Kol Shuhu, anything that's pure Dagon, and only anything that's pure Dagon is Bari Midim Mizaynus, so I have a Minim Shum Deisi Be'enik. That's because it's straight. Aval Yadei Tarai V'Sloi. But if it's in a mixture, then maybe the bracha will not be Bari Midim Mizaynus. The Rosh adds, obviously, if the dogan is a majority ingredient, then it's the ikker. Then, of course, it's bari minim mizaynus. Any food, if it's the ikker, that's the bracha. But if it's not the majority ingredient, then I would have said that the bracha is not bari minim mizaynus. So I need Rav and Shmuel to tell me this chiddush that dogan, even when it's not a majority ingredient, even when it's a minority ingredient, the bracha nonetheless is bari minim mizaynus. So that's why I need the member of kol sheyesh bay. But yashmin kol sheyesh bay. If you only had the member of kol sheyesh bay, I have a min kol sheyesh bay mechameshes aminim in. I will always be doichin loy mishum dalei tarayvus. אבל איסה בעין הנהם אפילו אורס ודויכן עמי ואורכן על ברי מיני מזוינס, כמה שבלם כל שום מחמש מינים ואורכן על ברי מיני מזוינס, להפוקי אורס ודויכן אפילו איסה בעין הנהם ואורכן על ברי מיני מזוינס. Rabbi Shmuel, when he said kol shchamesh zaminim, that means to exclude rice, well, oiris and doichen. Say what oiris and doichen mean. Rashi says that oiris and doichen, neither one is rice. Oiris is millet, and doichen is pans. I don't know what that is exactly. I don't know. The Artzul, I think, said panagrass. So I don't know what that is. basically. But Tosa says that oiris and doichen is, oiris is, that oiris is rice, and doichen is millet. That's the, normally we assume halacha. Says that oiris is rice. We'll leave that for a separate discussion. Halacha l'maisa, which is oiris and which is doichen. It's very negel l'maisa to know which one is which, because we'll see later why it's important. But akapanim, right now we'll just call it oiris and doichen. So when Rav Shmuel said kol shehu mechameshes haminim and kol sheyesh b'mechameshes haminim, in both cases they're telling me that oiris v'doichen don't have this quality. Oiris v'doichen don't have this quality of kol shehu and kol sheyesh b'. So if they had only said the member of kol sheyesh b'. So I would have just said, okay, only Dogon, real Dogon, has the quality that even when it's a minority ingredient, it takes over and becomes very mini mizainus. But rice, if it's not the majority ingredient, it doesn't have this power to take over the whole dish. And therefore the bracha won't be very mini mizainus. But if you add pure rice, maybe the bracha is very mini mizainus. Or pure dog, or pure oiris, or pure doichen, maybe the bracha is very mini mizainus. So I need Rav Shmuel to tell me that that's also not true. Even when you have straight rice, it's also not bari mini mizaynis, because only kol shehu mechameshes haminim, only dogon is bari mini mizaynis, and rice, I keep calling it rice, oiris and doichen, well, call it rice, what does it hurt? But oiris and doichen, they are not bari mini mizaynis, even when you eat them straight. So both of those, so that's why I need the two members of Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel are going to be tasted, we'll see later, but meanwhile. But maybe that's important also to bear in mind that it's two separate members of Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara is going to say at the end that Rav and Shmuel are Yitaisiv. But it's going to be a question, which are both members of Rav and Shmuel Yitaisiv? Or maybe only one member of Rav and Shmuel is Yitaisiv, since they're two separate members. We'll see in the Rif. That it could be only the member of Kol Sheyeshbe is Yitaisiv, but of Kol Shehu is Yitaisiv. But the member of Kol Sheyeshbe might still be true. So the rice be'en might be Mizoinis Lahalacha. But rice, when it's a minority ingredient, maybe it does not have the quality of taking over. The Rif Taka says that way. That's not Lochel Maisa. Other Rishonim Achelik. But we'll see. So the Gemara says, well, there's something I forgot to mention. Maybe that's worth mentioning. So I said before that perhaps there's a machlekes going on here in the Rishonim, in the Rivav, it's beferish machlekes, beferish tutz dogen. Is this in the Rav and Shmuel because the dogen is an ikker? Or even if the dogen is not an ikker, but that's the halacha that the Tarvavis has of bracha b'arim in the Mizonis. And in Tosfos I want to be medayik that it's the second way. That as long as it's Sayyidus Aleiv, then the bracha intrinsically is b'arim in the Mizonis, because b'arim in the Mizonis is a bracha on things that have dogen in them that are Sayyidus Aleiv. So it doesn't. It's not midinik of a tofel b'chav. Could be that it's totally a machlekes Rashi and Tais later on. That from Malaf from the base, Tais would be l'shitosam. There's a machlekes Rashi and Tais over there. Talking about the Gemara, but passable b'kissin. Rashi learned. What if you have a food that has dogon in it? It has dogon in it. So the bracha is bari minim mizaynus. But I ate a kazayis of that food, but I didn't eat a kazayis of dogon. Like I had some I don't know. Had some chocolate cake or something, and I had a kazayas of chocolate cake, but the dogon, I didn't have a kazayas of flour, or I didn't have a kazayas of dough. It was mostly chocolate or cheesecake or something. So that's machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. They're mamala from base. Rashi holds that you don't make an alamichya. Then you would not make an alamichya. Alamichya for an alamichya, you would have to eat a kazayas of dogon. And Tosfos is chalik. Tosfos says you make an alamichya, and Tosfos says because Rav and Shmuel said kol sheyesh b'mechamesh zaminim, the bracha is yimorachal b'tchil b'arim nitzanis and la'achar bracha achas men shalosh. We'll see later on in the Gemara, we'll call it surprise that it has dogon. The bracha b'tchilo is b'arim nitzanis, and the bracha la'achar is bracha achas men shalosh. So therefore, Tosfos also bracha din Rav and Shmuel, but then you make a bracha achas men shalosh, even though you didn't have a kazayis of dogon. If the din of Kol Sheyesh Bei, if Rav and Shmuel's halacha is midin ikar v'tofel, so then Tosfos, what does Tosfos see in Rav and Shmuel? The dogen is the ikir, and the other thing is the tofel, but you still have to eat a kezayis of the ikir in order to make an alamichyo. If you have two foods, one is an ikir and one is a tofel, so you make a bracha ikir and you pat to the tofel. But to make the bracha achroina on the ikir, why do you have to have a kezayis of the ikir? The tofel is not going to be mashal on the kezayis to make the bracha achroina of the ikir. Anyway, that's the chayy of the pastas. So tois l'shitasam. The tois said, no, that's not the pshat. The pshat is nothing to do with the ikir v'tofel. A mixture that it has in a dogman and it's soyedes aleiv. Its bracha is ala michyu, is bari minim zaynis, and its bracha achayin is ala michyu. So I don't have to have a kezayis of the chamesh zaminim shabai. I have a kezayis of this maisik deira, of this food that's soyedes aleiv and it has dogman in it, and its bracha is bracha achas min sholosh. That would seem very well. The place would be Lishitasa. Okay, let's see if I have the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "V'oriz v'doichen lo mevachin le'bari minim zaynis." Is that true? That an oriz v'doichen you don't make a bracha bari minim zaynis? But Tanya, we learned in a brayso, if you find a pas oriz a pas doichen, if he ate bread that was made from oriz or doichen, mevachal of tchilah v'soif kemaisik there. He makes a bracha tchila v'soif like he would make a bracha tchila v'soif on a ma'isik there. And what's a ma'isik there? Rashi says a ma'isik there means a ma'isik there shel chamesh zaminim. V'gav a ma'isik there tanya. V'tchila mevarach al bari minim zaynis tchila v'soif mevarach al bracha achas me'en sholosh. The bracha on a ma'isik there is bari minim zaynis and ala michyo. So I have a brisa that says that if you have pasores and pasdoichen, you make a bracha tchila v'soif like a ma'isik there. And the bracha and a ma'isik there tchila v'soif is bari minim zaynis and ala michyo. So if A equals B and B equals C, so it sounds like that the bracha and pasores and pasdoichen is bari minim zaynis and ala michyo. So it's a kash and rabbi shmuel. So my answer is k'maisik there, but like k'maisik there. K'maisik there, then bracha tchila v'soif. The brisa just means it's like a ma'isik there, they have to make a bracha. But the like a ma'isik there, the ma'isik there, but k'maisik there, bari minim zaynis of soif bracha achas min shalish. The lohocha but k'maisik bracha of shakoli but bari l'soif bari nefoshes rabbis v'chesreinam. Akol mashabara. It means you have to make a bracha, like you have to make a bracha in a ma'isik there, but not the same bracha. Can we hear you? You make a shakol and you'll make a bari nefoshes. So chay is very dafuk. So we have to mention ma'isik there at all. First of all, what's the chiddush? What's b'chal the chiddush? First of all, you have to make a bracha. What does it have mean? You don't have to make a bracha on pasores and pasdechen. Well, you get scot free. You don't have to make a bracha. And if already wants to make the point that you have to make a bracha, so let us say you have to make a bracha tchilah v'soif. Why is it bringing ma'isik there into the mix? Yeah, it's very hard. Very hard to understand. Rabbi Yonah says that it's not only the chuyu ba'alma, and just to salvage Rav and Shmuel, and the ma'is Rav and Shmuel are itaisiv, and therefore the brayis is kipshuta. That it's not a ma'isik there that you have to make a bracha by minayim mizaynus. It's going to be negayat to something. We'll be negayat halacha later on. This Rabbi Yonah. It's a shaila. The Rif has a shaila. Rav and Shmuel are itaisiv. Are there itaisiv? And we'll see the tiyufta and Rav and Shmuel is from Iris. Are Rav and Shmuel also itaisiv in Doichan? Are they only itaisiv in Iris? The Rif says Rav and Shmuel are only itaisiv in Iris. We don't find that they're itaisiv in Doichan. And Rabbi Yoina brings from Vishem Goyin Echad that they're itaisiv from both. And one of Rabbi Yoina's rayas is from this brisa. This brisa is beferish talmud Iris and Doichan. And the brayse says k'maisik there. The mevarach lot chilu v'soif. The pasuk of pshat in the brayse is that you make a bari minim zaynis and ala michyo. And so the gemara was doicha that it shouldn't be a pirchan Rav and Shmuel. But that's only because Rav and Shmuel right now are going concern. But once Rav and Shmuel are itaisiv, then mistam the brayse is kipshuta that it's k'maisik there that you make a bracha bari minim zaynis. So and it says oris and doicha to both. So mele the bari minim brings from this guy nechol that by doicha also the loch is bari minim zaynis. Because this brayse. And the Rif will have to say l'chayra that no, even the maskana Rav and Shmuel only taisa ba'eris, not by doichan, and by this price he will have to remain with the teretz k'maisik there v'loy k'maisik there. That it just means you make a bracha, but it doesn't mean you make the same bracha as maisik there. And we'll have to be soyvel the doichan. It's very taka, very big doichan. What's the pshat in the price? So why mention maisik there at all? Yeah. But the Rabbi Yoina says that it's such a big doichan that it's a raya that Rav and Shmuel will taisa by doichan too. So we shouldn't have to be soyvel as doichak in the brayso. Frak the gemara, v'oriz lav ma'isik deru. But Tanya Elin Maisik Deira, the following all comes under the heading of Maisik Deira. Chilka Targis, Soilis, Zoris, Vaharsan, Vairis. So Rashi brings from the Cotton that all of these names are different degrees of how finely cut the chita was. Like when you buy oatmeal, you know, you have the oatmeal that's 5 minute oatmeal, 1 minute oatmeal, instant oatmeal. It's different degrees how finely they cut the oats. So you have all these names, different degrees. And then you have Iris. So it says the Pharisee that Iris is a Maisik there. And means in the context of making a very minimum Zainus and Alamichil. So then think of being Yonis Medayak. That by chita, it talks about the different degrees how much it was cut. By eris, this is eris. So Rabbi Yonis says a chiddush, it's a machlekes, but Rabbi Yonis mechadish that only by chita it has to be cut so that it sticks together in order to have the bracha of very minimum zaynus. But by rice, since the derech is to eat it with the kernels, are they called kernels of rice? Grains of rice?
Grains.
The grains of rice are intact and separate. That's how you eat rice. So he says, by rice, it's a very minimum zaynus, even when the pieces are intact. And the Rama Taka says not that way. The Rama says no, that it has to be not intact. They have to stick together. Shabura says that if it's husked, all the rice that we buy is always husked. Unless you buy holy rice, I don't think there is such a thing. They have brown rice. What's the brown rice? I think it's also husked a little bit. It's husked. So then the Mishnah Berurah says that it sticks enough together that it would satisfy maybe even the Rabbeinu, even the Rama. Okay, now it's interesting to see the Mishnah Berurah and the details, but right now not. So the Gemara says, so anyway, I have a kasher and a rice. This rice is the fairest that Eriz is a Maisik there. That's a Baruch HaBarim Mishnayis. So the Gemara answers, how many of Yochanan ben Nuri? This price is going to have Yochanan ben Nuri, the Sanya of Yochanan ben Nuri, Oymer, Eriz, Mendogon, Uvachyon, 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 this price is going like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri holds himsachim that oiris is a mindogan. And it's a mindogan. You could be yotzei chayvus matzah with matzah that's made out of rice. And if you eat rice that became chametz that was left enough time to be machmas, then you chayv koris. It has a din of dogan altogether. What's going on over here? The Gemara says in psachim that the definition of lechem for matzah. It's a lechem. Matzah has to be lechem. What's the definition of lechem? So the Gemara has a drasha called sheyesh bei bebaltoichel chametz, yesh bei bekulm echel matzah. Anything that could become chametz is called lechem leinyan matzah. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri held that rice also can become chametz. And the Chachamim say no, rice can't become chametz. The Gemara says, why don't you do an experiment and just see if it becomes chametz? So the Gemara said they did an experiment and whatever happened was the Chachamim said that's not chametz, that's sirchin ba'alma. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said no, that's chametz. So but akapanim machlekes if rice can become chametz, and mimela is rice called lechem for matzah. And then we have a gzereshava lechem for challah, that the same grains that are lechem for matzah are lechem for challah and they're lechem for kol ha'tayr kulutu. So we have a machlekes b'kitzer of Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim if rice qualifies as dogon in order to be called lechem. Interesting. So it says in this Gemara, and we're saying that this price that says that an oiris v'doichen, you can make a maisik container of oiris v'doichen, you can make a bracha bari minim zaynis. It goes like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri that oiris is lechem. So what does one thing have to do with the other? Just because oiris is lechem, but who says that it's a mizaynis? So it's mavur l'chara that anything that's a dogon to be lechem, so it's a dover poshut that it's a dogon to be an ala michya as well. That was poshut to the Gemara. So according to Yochanan ben Nuri, that oiris is mamish dogon le'inyin being lechem if you made it into bread, so then it will have the halachas of dogon legabe ma'isik deira as well, and it'll have a bracha bari minim zaynus. So if on bread that's made from rice you make hamaitzi, then on farina that's made from rice you would make a bari minim zaynus. That was pashut l'gemara. What's our time constraint today? Is there some kind of time limit?
No.
What time?
There's other minutes.
Because 1:10? Okay. So anyway, maybe let's mention briefly. There's a tour. The tour says that on Mizoinus you make a bari and Dogon, you make a bari mina Mizoinus and an ala michyo. So he gives three reasons why Dagon is special, that it has a mezainis and an ala mechia. He says, number one, because it's from Shivas Haminim. And number two, because Oisim Imenu Lechem. And number three, because Olav Yichya Ha'adam, that it's Sayyid. So, Chayra Yesh Lodin. The time of Shivas Haminim is not the reason for Bracha from Bayer Minim Mezainis. Because Bayer Minim Mezainis make even on rice. Which is not from the Shivas Haminim. So the time of, that the Torah gives of Shivas Haminim, that's for Alam Michya. There's no Alam Michya on rice. We'll see, Maskaris Gemara, there's no Alam Michya on rice. So that's because not from the Shivas Haminim. So the reason of Shivas Haminim is for Bracha Achrayna. On the other hand, for Bracha Rishayna, you don't need Shivas Haminim. You see, rice has it. And you don't need Oisim Imenet Meham Lechem, because rice has Bayer Minim Mezainis. And you don't make Lechem. We don't all like a Bayer Minim. You don't make Lechem from rice. So why do you make a Bayer Minim Mezainis and rice? Because all of Yichei Adam, because it's Sayyid. So why did the Torah add this other reason about Oisim Imenu Lechem? That's not really the criterion for Bracha Rishayna. You see, even rice says it has Bayer Minim Mezainis. It's not criterion for Bracha Achrayna, because Bracha Achrayna is totally in Shivas Haminim. Even dates and pomegranates, you also make a Bracha Achas Min Shalash. So, and they're not Oisim Meim Lechem, but they're from the Shivas Haminim. So, but the Torah added this middle reason that doesn't seem to really be required. Bracha Rishayna, you don't have to have. I mean, he added this reason of Oisim Meimenu Pas. That Mezainis is special, Dagon is special because you make bread out of it. What is that a reason for? It's not necessary for Bracha Rishayna, even rice. And it's not sufficient for Bracha Achrayna, it's not necessary rather for Bracha Achrayna, because Shivas Haminim is enough reason to explain Bracha Achrayna. Even on Paris, you make a Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. So why did the Torah add this extra reason of Oisim Mehem Lepas? The Torah is in Reish Ches. So I think the answer is that in the Chirami, you don't need this reason of Oisim Mehem Pas. But the Torah, but nonetheless, it's true that anything that's Oisim Mehem Pas automatically will have a bracha of Bayim Minim Zainis, will have a bracha of Bayim Minim Zainis and Ala Mechia. You see that from the Gemara by Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri. Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri said that Oiris is Bayim Minim Zainis and it's Ala Mechia. Even according to Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri, Oiris is not from the Shivas Haminim. Even according to Avyecha Menuri, Oyer is not from the Shivas Haminim. Shivas Haminim is Chitim and Sairim. And Kusman Shabel Shul Vashifayin are subdivisions of Chitim and Sairim, like the Mishnah says in many places. But Oyer is a Varanach from the Shivas Haminim. Shivas Tapchim and Meretz Yisrael. And yet it's Mavur in the Gemara that if Oyer is bread, if Oyer is Dagon, and has it in Lechem, then when you make a parage out of it, the bracha would be Alamichya. So you see that the emes is that anything that's Oyer Mehem Lechem, the bracha is Alamichya. So it's not halacha lemaisa. It's not necessary because all of the things that are lechem are also from the Shivas Haminim, and Shivas Haminim automatically gets a bracha achas mein shalosh. So the Torah maybe could have skipped this reason, but the reason nonetheless is true. That is still true that anything that's oisim mehem lechem, the bracha is that itself is a warrant to make a bracha achas mein shalosh. So I thought this gemara is a hasbar in that Torah. Anyway, let's continue the gemara. Frank gemara, v'rabbanu loy, is that true? That according to the Rabbanan, rice does not warrant a Bayer Minim Mezainis, it doesn't warrant an Ala Michya. But Tanya, we'll enter the rice, Zakais is a Chita. If somebody eats Chita, just individual pieces, not made into a parage, Mavarachal Bayer Pi Adama. Tochna Ofo Bishla, if you made it into bread, and then you cook the bread, you made like French toast out of it, with Man Shakrus Kayama, you see if the pieces are intact, so Betchil and Borach, Mamet Selechem, and Oris, like Brachachachas, Main Shalish. Gimel Brachis. I'm sorry, Gimel Brachis. Then you have to say Amitz, you have to bench. If the pieces of the French toast are intact, what's the getter of intact? Taisa says that it doesn't crumble when you pick it up. That's really Gemara later on in Lamed Zayin and Beis, what's called Prusas Kayomis. But Al Kaponim, if the pieces are intact, then it's still bread, and you make Amitz, and you have to bench. But in Eina Prusas Kayomis, if the pieces are falling apart, so then, it's like a knedel or something, then you make a Bayer Mizoinis and Ala Michio. So that's by bread. So, because the first half of the brisa says that when you have bread, chamesh saminim, chito, when you have chito, so if you make bread out of it and then you cook the bread and now the bread's falling apart, so as long as it's still bread, then it's hamaytzi and you have to bench. But if it loses the shem lechem, it's gone back to just being now it's crumbly. It lost the shem lechem, so then the bracha is bari minim zaynis and ala michyo. Okay, that part is not controversial. But then the brisa continues. Hakaisis ha'eres. What about rice? What about oyres? So hakaisis oyres, you just eat pieces and varachal by pi adama. Tochnu ofnu ofo yubishloi. If you made bread out of it, even if the pieces are intact, afal bishapusus kayomai. So it's really still lechem. B'tchila mevarach al bari minim zaynis v'soif brach u'v'soif brach achas mecholish. You make a bari minim zaynis and alamichyo. In other words, rice is never bread. Bread, if the pieces are intact, so then you make hamaitzi. Tchita, if the pieces are intact, you make hamaitzi. Rice, even if you made bread out of it, and even if the pieces are still intact, we don't look at it as bread. We look at it as if the pieces fell apart, and it's like a maisik dera, and the bracha is mezoinis and ala michyum. So, who is this going like? Ilem Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, who dam oyres ben dogno, maiz lech ben oyres, such brachas bari buche. Koin Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, rice is bread. So if the pieces are intact, it should be exactly the same as chita, you should make hamaitzi. El alav rabbonin hi. Must be it's going like the rabbonin, that rice is not bread. And nonetheless, the Brisa says that if you make on it bari minim zoinis and ala michyum, so Tiyufta Rav Shmuel Tiyufta, so Rav Shmuel Ataka Shlagdop, and the Maskan is not like Rav Shmuel, and always you make a bracha, bari minim zaynus, and meanwhile it sounds from this price like afterwards you would even make an alamicha. So later in the Hemshech of the Sugya, the Gemara says, the alamicha part, the Gemara says is not true. Rice is bari minim zaynus, but it's not alamicha, the Gemara amends the brisa that the bracha would be bari nefashos. We have to, the Gemara is magi in the brisa, the alamicha part is not going to stand. But the bari minim zaynus part stands, and the Maskan of the Gemara is, that on rice you make a bracha of bari mina mizaynis, and at this point in the Gemara, the maskan is that on rice you also make a bracha achrayin of ala michyo. So now there's two questions. So Rav Shmuel or Yitosef, are they Yitosef l'gabi oiris, or are they Yitosef l'gabi doichin as well? Because this brisa didn't talk about doichin. This is the brisa that was the makabe patish that Rav Shmuel or Yitosef, but this brisa only says oiris, doesn't say doichin. Says the Rif, therefore they're only Taisiv. They're only Taisiv and Oris. They're not Taisiv and Deichem. And Rabbeinu Yoina brings, I told you before, he brings from a Goyin Echad. First of all, Rabbeinu Yoina is an interesting thing. He says, how did the Rif know that there's a difference between Oris and Deichem? Even if they're only Taisiv and Oris. But in the whole Gemara, Oris and Deichem were always in one, there was B'chad Amachta. We always talked about Oris and Deichem together. And if Rav and Shmuel are Taisiv for Oris, so maybe Oris and Deichem are the same thing. Like they have the same dinim. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, the Rif said, no, you see, Oris and Deichen are not the same thing. Because you see in Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, for example, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri held Oris as mamish bread. Yechayev al chimutz karis. But not Deichen. Deichen, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri never said anything that Deichen is. He can't be Yotzi Matzah with Deichen. So you see, Oris and Deichen are not the same thing. So Mela, even though we don't hold like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, but Lagabi, the issue of Rav and Shmuel, they're only Taisim and Oris, Mechatesim to be Taisim and Deichen. And then Rabbeinu Yoina brings from a Goyin Echad, that it's not true. He argues on the Rif, and he says that the Ritosif for Deichen too. Oris and Deichen go together. First of all, the Rai from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he says, not a Rai at all. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that Oris is Machmitz, so it's Dogman. And Deichen is not Machmitz. But we hold that Oris is not Machmitz, and Deichen is not Machmitz, and none of it is Lechem. So why do you make a very minimum Zionist and Oris? Because it's Soyed. So Deichen is Soyed as much as Oris. The Gemara put them together. So, if Rav Shmuel Ritosif on Oris, and you can make a Bracha on something that's not from the Chamesh Haminim, and it's not Lechem ever, and it's not Machmitz, and nonetheless, and always you can make a bari minim zonis because it's Soyed. So Deichen is also Soyed. Mechates is the, who says that there's a chilek and how much there's Soyed. So therefore, he thinks that Rav and Shmuel should be Taisiv on both. And furthermore, he says, because the Gemara earlier had a brayso about Oyres and Deichen both, that Yimavarech Alav Tchilav Soyev Kemaisik Deira. And Maisik Deira is bari minim zonis. So even though the Gemara itself was Nidchak, that it means k'maisik there, but like k'maisik there. It means you have to make a bracha, but not the same bracha as a maisik there. But that's a doicha gadol. We only said it to defend Rav and Shmuel. But now that Rav and Shmuel are out are itoisiv, so the mistam of the brayis is kipshutoy. That k'maisik there means the same bracha as a maisik there. And there it says doichan too. So therefore, the goyin echad, this goyin echad says, I don't know who it is, but the rabbi goyin b'shem goyin echad, that Rav and Shmuel are itoisiv. If they're itoisiv for others, they're itoisiv for doichan as well. That's number one. Yeah, the Meister Bryce said, Kemaisik Deira Tchila Vesayf. The Maskan Gemara is that Vesayf, you don't make an Alamicha. So he says, yeah, Nechanami, the Bryce is still going to be a little bit labdafka. But at least it's not totally, it says Kemaisik Deira. At least I understand why it's referencing Maisik Deira. Because it has the same Bracha Rishon as Maisik Deira. Even if the Bracha Chayin is not the same as Maisik Deira. But it's not as bad as saying it's nothing to do with it, it's nothing like Maisik Deira at all. That's issue number one. Number two, the Rif is Machadish. That even though Rav and Shmuel are Taisiv, but Rav and Shmuel said two members. They said a member that kol sheyesh bei mechameshes aminim and kol shehu mechameshes aminim. The Gemara explained before that it's two separate chidushim. One is that pure dogon is mezainis and pure rice is not mezainis. Then they had another member that dogon has a special quality that even if it's a minority ingredient, but it takes over. And oiris doesn't have that quality. So Rav and Shmuel are Taisiv in the first camp. Then now it turns out that an oiris you make a bracha bari minim mezainis. But what about on the second count, that only that dogon is the only thing that has this quality that it takes over, and oyres doesn't have this quality that if it's a minority ingredient, it takes over the whole thing, the riff says in the after Rabbi Shmuel Nadi Toysef. And therefore the riff says, there are most passing this way if I remember correctly, the riff says that that even though oyres is bayim mizonis, but that's only if it's a rive. But it's an ikar. But if it's the minority ingredient, it doesn't have this magic of dogon that it takes over the whole food. And that's halacha l'maaseh. That's how we pass it, like the riff. That oyre is, even though the bracha is barim nimzaynis, but it doesn't have this quality that it takes over the whole food. That's why sushi is such a problem, because such a shalin. Because if it would take over, it would be great, but it doesn't necessarily take over. So what is it? Okay, I'm not passing it, but a kapara. That's the sheet of the riff. Then in svar, the riff needs to be thought about a little bit, because if oyre is v'doichen have a din of dogon be'etzim that makes the bracha barim nimzaynis, why should it be chaluk from dogon? Look, I have this other issue of taking over. That needs to be discussed. Okay, but I guess we'll stop here. It's a good stopping point. We're not finished really with the sugya. The sugya was on to the top of the base, but we'll finish it today.